Okay.
大家好。
Hi, everyone.
我是李同秋。
I am Mike Dongchu.
欢迎收听独立特遣队第一集。本故事。
Welcome to the first episode of Special Ops. This is our story.
根据时任独立师某部排长后。
After being promoted to a lieutenant in the independent regiment,
卷入独立特遣队的王培德老兵的口述整理改编。
The oral history and adaptation of Sergeant Wang Pei, a veteran who was selected for the Special Operations Team.
75年前
,75 years ago,
朝鲜半岛的枪声震撼。
The gunshots in the Korean Peninsula shook.
经过几次正面交锋。
After several head-on confrontations,
中美双方的军队都对对手有了一个新的认识。
Both the Chinese and U.S. military have gained a new understanding of the other.
双方高级将领也都在重新评估眼前的对手。
Both senior generals were also reevaluating the opponent in front of them.
在朝鲜半岛的崇山密林之中，
In the dense forests of the Korean Peninsula,
有一支活跃于敌后的独立特遣队
a highly active special operations unit operating behind enemy lines,
给美军和南朝鲜部队造成极大杀伤
caused great damage to the U.S. and South Korean troops.
美军的多个前沿中转物资仓库被毁。
Several of the U.S. military's forward supply depots have been destroyed.
这支独立特遣队和各军师的侦察部队不同。
Unlike the rear support special forces and the reconnaissance units of the various generals,
特遣队
task force
受制师和独立师双重领导。
Under the dual leadership of a headmaster and an independent teacher.
也就是说
That is to say,
独立特遣队在敌后的每一次行动
The special forces in each operation after arriving.
在上报师部的同时
While reporting to the department.
也会同步上报自师
Also report to the teacher simultaneously.
反过来自师可以根据战场需要。
Fan Guo Lai Zai Shi Ki Jian Zhu Zhan Chang Zhu Yao
直接给特遣队下达命令。
If the task force an order.
后来为了战争的需要。
Later driven by the needs of war.
清庄独立师划归自师。
The Qing dynasty's legal system was unique and distinct from other dynasties.
直属特种作战单位
Direct Special Operations Unit
1951年夏
Summer of 1951
根据战场需要
According to the needs of the battlefield
自师决定成立独立作战小分队
The teacher decided to form an independent combat squad
深入敌后
After a thorough investigation
专门攻击敌军的后勤指挥部
Targeting and attacking the enemy's logistics command centers
尤其是粮食
Especially food
油料
Fuel
弹药库等目标
Ammunition depots and other targets
这也是志愿军从自身后勤补给困难造成的巨大损失以后
After the volunteers experienced significant losses due to difficulties in their own logistics and supply,
决定成立一支这样的部队
decide to establish such a unit,
深入敌后
infiltrate into enemy territory,
以破坏多国联军的后勤补给
to disrupt the logistics of a multinational coalition.
随后
Subsequently,
中国人民志愿军某轻装独立师
a certain light infantry independent battalion of the Chinese People's Volunteer Army,
从全师抽调精锐骨干
from the entire school, select elite and outstanding personnel.
成立独立特遣队。
Establish a special task force.
特遣队专挑三年以上老兵。
The special forces team only recruits veterans with more than 3 years of experience.
且只要潜、川、湘三省的兵。
And as long as the soldiers from the three provinces pass through.
因为这三省的兵身材相对瘦小。
Because the three gods' soldiers are relatively thin and short.
擅长三地行军和作战。
Skilled in three-way warfare and combat.
所有参与特遣队的人一律不准庆功。
All members of the special forces are forbidden from celebrating.
不准进攻。
Do not attack.
不准表彰。番号和行动高度保密。
The number and level of the operation must be kept confidential.
首支独立特遣队共52人。
The first independent special forces unit consisted of 52 people.
相当于一个步兵排的编制。
Equivalent to the strength of a platoon.
独立师侦察参谋。
Independent reconnaissance officer.
古方为队长。
The captain is the one who leads.
独立师英雄侦察排排长。
Independent officer, hero, reconnaissance platoon commander.
王瑞为副队长。
Wang Rui is the vice captain.
所有战士配备双枪一刀。
All soldiers are equipped with 2 guns and 1 knife.
也就是一支冲锋枪。
It's a machine gun.
一支手枪，一把刺刀，带。
A pistol, a bayonet, and ammunition.
弹药通用，人均配备子弹500发，52个人。
Each person is equipped with 500 bullets and 52 people.
那就是2万多发子弹。
That's over 2,000 bullets.
这样的火力配置是前所未有的。
Such a firepower configuration is unprecedented.
当时志愿军没有任何一支部队是这样的配置。
At that time, there was no unit in the volunteer army with such a configuration.
同时也说明特遣队深入敌后以后，
It also indicates that the special forces have penetrated deep into enemy territory.
完全得不到任何补给。
Completely without any supplies.
行动补给要完全靠自己。
We must rely on ourselves for all supplies.
这在战时也意味着九死一生。
This also means a near-death experience.
每一名战士都留下遗书。
Every soldier left a letter of farewell.
另外
，In addition,
为了保障独立特遣队能够和自师保持联系
，To ensure that the independent special forces unit can maintain contact with its parent battalion.
在当时步话机还非常少的情况下。
In those days, when there were very few steps machines.
自师拨掉了两部71型2瓦的步话机。
The teacher removed 27-10-2-watt step machines.
给特遣队即可通话。
Call the inspection team.
也可以发报。3天后的一个拂晓，山中。
On the third day after a major explosion.
夜色还未褪去，独立特遣队。
The night was still dark, and the independent special forces were on patrol.
在前沿炮火的掩护下
Under the cover of artillery fire.
穿过前沿火线阵地
Passing through the forward line of defense.
消失在茫茫的大山之中
Disappear into the vast mountains.
一路上
On the way,
独立特遣队分3个行军小队
The special forces were divided into 3 marching squads.
王瑞带领15人的加强尖刀班走在最前面。
Wang Rui led a reinforced elite squad of 15 people leading the way.
队长古方带领第二小队和炊事班走在最后。 殿后的是神枪手张惠朝和猴子王潜带领的，也是一个15人。
Led by Captain Gu Feng, the second squad and the kitchen staff followed at the back. The sharpshooter Shang Huey and Monkey Wang, leading a 15-person team, were also following closely behind.
加强班，三队之间的行军。
Strengthen the marching of the third team.
距离大概间隔50到80米左右。
The distance is approximately 50 to 80 meters.
这是一支轻装独立特遣队。
This is a light infantry squad.
但是战斗力极其强悍。
However, its combat power is extremely strong.
朝鲜半岛的三地地形。
Three terrains of the Korean Peninsula.
在这群来自川、湘、黔。
In this group,of people from Chuangxiang,
自幼生活在大山之中的三神老兵面前。
Growing up in the mountains, I was raised by a mountain god named Lao Bing.
不再是难走的山坡。
No longer a difficult slope.
而是在战斗时对他们非常有利的地形条件。
And the terrain conditions were very advantageous to them during the battle.
所以独立特遣队的行军速度和穿插渗透能力极强。
Therefore, the independent special operations team has a very high speed and infiltration capability.
天亮以后
After dawn,
他们已经深入敌后20多公里。
They have penetrated deep into the enemy's rear over 20 kilometers.
突然
Suddenly,
王瑞带领的尖刀班发现一队车队，从服装上来看
，Led by Wang Rui, the elite squad discovered a convoy of vehicles that appeared to be
像是美军士兵
，like U.S. soldiers。
他立刻通过步话机向队长顾方汇报
，He immediately reported to Captain Gu Feng via walkie-talkie。
顾方立刻带人赶到尖刀班。
The ancient method immediately dispatched people to the sharp road station.
在一个山坡的后面
Behind a hill,
他用望远镜一看
He looked through the telescope.
这队车队正在往一个山坳中行军
The troop was marching towards a valley.
他立刻命令所有人就地待命
He immediately ordered everyone to stand by.
张惠朝带三队警戒经过商议
，Gang Hugh Kale led three squads of guards.
由王瑞带领两名尖刀班的战士跟踪这支车队。
Led by Wang Rui, two elite squads of soldiers tracked the convoy.
他们判断这支车队应该是给前沿美军运送物资的。
They judged that this team of vehicles was transporting supplies to the front lines of the U.S. military.
跟着他
Follow.
他们
Bay.
就可以找到敌人前沿的物资储备地。
You can find the enemy's supply depot in their front line.
王瑞带领战士王振强和杜科伟顺着山坡就追了下去。
Wang Rui led the soldiers Wang Zhengqing and Du Qe down the hillside.
敌人开车。
The enemy is driving.
他们靠两条腿。
They use their two legs.
如果跟在敌人的后面。
If you follow behind the enemy.
肯定赶不上美军的车队。
I can't catch up with the U.S. military convoy.
所以三人就爬山抄近路。
So the three of them climbed the mountain to take a shortcut.
追赶，朝鲜半岛的三弟在三人面前如履平地。
The third brother, who was chasing after the Korean Peninsula in three people,
三个人一路追赶。
Three people chased after each other.
一直追到中午。
Followed all the way to noon.
发现车队终于停了下来。
The car team finally came to a stop.
王瑞拿起望远镜一看。
Wang Rui picked up the telescope and looked through it.
发现从一个平缓的山坡处走出来。
Discovered coming from a gentle slope.
一队美军把一箱一箱的物资从车上搬了下来。
A a group of U.S. soldiers unloaded a truck full of supplies.
然后运往山中，从他们搬运的吃力程度来看。
Then the difficulty of transporting goods to the mountains is evident from their efforts.
箱子里应该是弹药。
There should be ammunition in the box.
卸完物资以后。
After unloading the goods.
车队继续往前走。
The team continued to move forward.
三人把看到的情报和卸下物资的坐标做好记录以后。
After the three of them had recorded the information they saw and the coordinates where supplies were unloaded,
向古方做了汇报。
Reported to the ancient square.
古方带领特遣队。
Ancient Feng led a special team.
其他队员就跟在他们三人后面约三公里处。
The other teammates were about 3 kilometers behind them.
他告诉王队。
He told Wang team,
你们继续跟踪车队，看一下这支车队的最终地点。
Please continue to track the team and monitor their final destination.
其他事情我们来处理。
Let's deal with the rest.
王磊三人继续跟踪车队。
Wang Rui and his two companions continued to follow the team.
我们暂且不提。
Let's put that aside for now.
先说古方带领独立特遣队。
First, let's talk about how the ancient methods led to a special mission.
来到刚刚美军卸下物资的地方以后。
Upon arriving at the recently unloaded area of military supplies,
派人顺着一条山路摸进去。
Send someone to sneak in along a mountain path.
一看，好家伙。
Looks like a mess.
一排一排的155榴弹炮
A line of 155 mm howitzers
一字排开
In a row
足足排了三排
At least 3 rows
大约18门榴弹炮
Approximately 18 howitzers
每门大炮的旁边都堆着一箱一箱的炮弹
There are stacks of shells next to each cannon
由于榴弹炮营远离前沿阵地，附近只有约两个班的少量警卫部队。等侦察人员回来
，Due to the fact that the artillery battalion was located far away from the front line, there were only a few platoons of reconnaissance personnel, such as about 2 platoons, returning to the area.
把看到的情况向古方汇报以后。
After reporting the situation, I saw to Mr. Hu.
古方大喜，心想
Ancient methods, great joy.
如果能够把这个榴弹炮营给端掉
If we can eliminate this artillery unit.
对我们前沿部队的帮助那是非常巨大的
Their help to our vanguard troops was enormous.
而榴弹炮部队阵地也正是独立特遣队的目标之一
And the artillery positions of the unit were also one of the targets for the special forces.
但是转念一想
But then I thought again.
身在敌后，一个美军榴弹炮营，人数至少也有个400-500。
With at least 400-500 U.S. artillery units in the rear.
这还不算警卫部队。
This is not even the guard force.
而特遣队一共才52人。
And the special forces team only consisted of 52 people.
能否把这个美军榴弹炮营给消灭掉
？Can you eliminate this U.S. artillery unit?
古方心里并没有完全把握。
I didn't have a clear understanding of the ancient methods.
古方召集骨干。
Ancient methods, urgent need for key personnel.
一边研究着这件事儿
，While researching this matter，
一边等着王瑞他们的情报
，While waiting for the intelligence from Wang Rui and his team，
直到傍晚的时候
，Until late in the evening，
王瑞终于来电报说
，Wang Rui finally called me on the telephone。
他们在东北方向约15公里处发现一个敌人的前沿物资仓库。车队正在装卸物资。
They discovered a supply convoy of enemy troops loading and unloading supplies at an outpost approximately 15 kilometers to the north.
古方告诉他们,
Ancient texts tell us,
你们标记好仓库坐标以后,立刻赶回来。
Once you have marked the warehouse coordinates, come back immediately.
这边发现大鱼。等到王瑞三人和古方会合以后,
After the big fish was discovered, Wang Rui and the others met with Mr. Bu.
才知道古方要端掉美军的这个榴弹帽营。
I found out that the ancient method was to eliminate this artillery unit of the U.S. military.
王瑞说,
Wang Rui said,
好家伙,能够一次性端掉美军的一个榴弹炮营。
Wow, it's amazing that you can take down an entire artillery battalion of the U.S. military in one go.
这在全军还没有先例。
This is unprecedented in the entire army.
且这还是在敌人的后方。
And this is also in the enemy's rear.
仅仅52人的特遣队。
A mere 52-man squad.
能够围歼四五百人的美军榴弹炮营吗？
Could a unit of 400-500 Chinese soldiers wipe out an American mortar battalion?
预知后事如何?
Predicting the future.
我们下期揭晓。
We will reveal it next time.